From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the wonderful name of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you with another edition of the Living Truth program, originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. This week, we have been looking at the subject entitled Loving Christ's Appearing. And I trust that you've been there by the radio throughout the course of this week. And if you have, I rejoice along with you. And I trust that it's been a blessed study for you. If you've not been able to be there by the radio throughout the course of this week, well, I would encourage you to contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries, because we will be able to send you the program. We can send you the notes of the program. We can send you a copy of the program electronically so that you can take it and listen to it on your own. But I think that this concept of the second coming of Christ is something that we should focus on more and more. In fact, I'm convinced of the fact that we should be focusing on it more and more. And if you will take time, or would take time, or could take time to look back over the log of our programs here on the Living Truth, you will find that throughout the course of a year, we talk about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ numerous times, because it's something that as Christians we should be focused on. And so that's what we've been doing this week. And of course, our key text has been 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, where Paul the Apostle was giving his last testimony, as it were, to Timothy. And he said, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I've kept the faith." In other words, Paul was saying, "I've done all that God has wanted me to do." And then he says this in verse 8, "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." You see, our title of the week's study is simply Loving Christ's Appearing. And for those of us who love Christ's appearing, a crown of righteousness will be given. And that crown of righteousness is one of five rewards given to the believers at the rapture, or shortly after the rapture, there at the judgment seat of Christ. And it is given to those who love Christ's appearing because they love Christ. And consequently, they've been living the righteous life. And I trust that that applies to you. Now, this week we have been noticing some of these elements of loving Christ's appearing. In other words, we love Christ's appearing by believing it, by anticipating it, by proclaiming it, by desiring it. And today we're going to look at two final points, and that is by working for it and by praying for it. Now, I sort of introduced this idea of working for it yesterday, and I said that we'll get to it today, the Lord willing, and here we are. So turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 3. I want to read 10 verses, and I know our time is limited. I'd just rather read to you the Word of God and let the Word of God speak of itself so that you might understand what the Scripture says about this idea of working for the rapture, as it were. Notice what the Bible says. 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. It says, as Paul was writing, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and all the works that are therein shall be burned up. And then, of course, verse 11 goes on to say, seeing then all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? I will tell you, my beloved, that is a rich passage of Scripture. There's a lot in there, too much for me to be able to get into in the short period of time I have on the program today. But notice what it says there in verse 9, after it lays the foundation for the fact that the Lord will come again. It says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. In other words, God will fulfill his promise concerning the second coming of Christ. But then he says, but is, that is, the Lord is long-suffering to usward. Who is the usward? It's you and me who know the Lord. God is long-suffering with us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. No one knows when the rapture is going to take place. And if somebody comes to you and says, I know the date of the return of the Lord, you tell them they do not know what they're talking about. But God will fulfill the promise. But in the meantime, it's possible that the rapture could be delayed. Why? Because God wants to see more people come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus. How will that happen? How will people come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus? It's by you and me being soul winners. By you and me telling others about the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, so many times as Christians, we sit back and we fold our arms and we say, Lord Jesus, I want you to come, and I'm looking forward to the rapture. Well, God's word has an answer for that, and that is this: as you're waiting for the rapture, don't be lazy, but be occupied with the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Get out the word of God, do the work of the evangelist, be a soul winner, because when all those get saved that God wants to have come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ happens, the rapture will take place. But it's up to you and to me to be out there, going out into the highways and the hedges and compelling people to come to the come to the saving knowledge of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so as we wait for the rapture, let's not be lazy, but let's be out there soul winning. And that in and of itself could advance or enhance the coming of the rapture. That's something tremendously to take into consideration. Well, the sixth step that I've been giving in loving Christ's appearing includes praying for it. Not only are we to believe it and anticipate it and proclaim it and desire it and work for it, but we should pray for it. Turn with me, if you would please, to Revelation and chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22, we see in verse 7, verse 12, and verse 20 that the Lord Jesus says, surely I come quickly. Do you see that? Notice Revelation 22, 7. Jesus says, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And then verse 12, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be." And then in verse 20 of Revelation 22, it says, "He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly." So three times here in Revelation 22, the Lord Jesus says, "I'm coming quickly." And by the way, that word quickly doesn't necessarily mean in the time that spans between his going up into heaven there in Acts chapter 1 and the rapture, but it simply means that when the rapture takes place, it will be very quickly. It will be a rapid period of activities, just very quickly in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, as the Bible says. But then notice, if you would please, the last words of Revelation 22:20. It says, "Amen, even so come, Lord Jesus." That is a prayer for the rapture. We should be praying for it, praying that the rapture comes. Now again, as we pray for it, we need to be working for it. Not working to obtain our salvation, but working as a soul winner to lead other people to Christ. But the fact of the matter is that I've been trying to emphasize throughout the course of this week that loving Christ's appearance will motivate us to live for the Lord, resulting in that crown of righteousness when we see the Lord Jesus and we'll hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." So let's love Christ's appearing by believing it, by anticipating it, by proclaiming it, by desiring it, by working for it, and by praying for it. And you know, sometime soon, I believe the Lord will appear in the clouds of the air. I'm ready. Are you? Make certain that you know the Lord Jesus Christ and that you're living for him. Well, have a great weekend. Go to church on Sunday, and then the Lord willing, we'll gather together once again around the radio on Monday. Until then, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.